So what if you're not feeling okay? Well, if you're here because you're wondering whether baby blues might have turned into postnatal depression or the worries in your mind might have turned into postnatal anxiety, I'm glad you're here. Because no matter how many boxes you tick on a diagnostic questionnaire, if you're even asking yourself this question, you are deserving of support. Having a baby is a huge change in life, and it's completely normal to find your moods going up and down as you navigate this shift, as you navigate the sleep deprivation and the hormones. They have a lot to say for themselves, but also the changes in relationships and routine. Have a think about, what is your reference point for being okay? I know that there, of course, is added tiredness and just maybe stress and anxiety as you navigate the life shift that you've recently gone through, but what is your reference point for being okay? What do you normally feel like? If you feel low, how long does that normally last? What are those things in your life that you always consistently do that perhaps you're not doing anymore? Just around the very basic fundamentals of self-care, simply around even things like brushing your teeth, drinking enough water, resting when you can. Now, we often hear the term the baby blues. Now, these are kind of low moods, tearfulness that tend to be very much hormone fueled. This feeling can begin at around day two and can continue for a couple of weeks. Symptoms and feelings to really look out for at this time, to become aware of, are feelings of worthlessness, feelings of sadness, feelings of difficulty bonding with your baby. Perhaps you're finding those intrusive thoughts are coming thick and fast. Or it might be that feelings of lowness and depression, just you can't shake them. Now, those are the things to really look out for. And anything else really that has you questioning, am I okay? I know time is limited and you're tired, but another thing to be aware of is whether you're able to or motivated to do those very simple, basic acts of self-respect, the drinking enough, the resting, the talking things through. It might be that the fact that those things just feel too much to do are a flag that you deserve support. Another thing is that any historic mental health challenges that you have, some of those symptoms might crop up. Therefore, it's worth opening up those conversations again with the previous support network, or looking to get hold of the things that helped you then. Now, this is not a step back in any recovery that you have been working on. It's merely a step up, because life is needing more of you. So with all of this, I want you to remember, you are not failing, you are feeling. Now, we all have completely different resources, support networks, experiences, and histories. So try not to compare your experience to anyone else's. I encourage you to think about two people in your life who need to know about how you're feeling. It might be that one of those, and I encourage you, that one of those is a medical professional. Perhaps it's your GP, your midwife, or your health visitor. And then another one of those people is someone in your immediate support network, a partner, or a close friend or relative. You need at least two people to know. You need at least two people who really know how you are so that they can support you. And remember, this isn't forever. This is just for now. But now is really important.